This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm great. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
We had a nice week and got through all the stuff, the 34-hour give and everything going on.
Yeah.
We're now deep in the throes of the holiday season.
I know. Here we go. December's around the corner.
Yep. Hey, you brought a very special guest, and I know this is so cool because you have spent a lot of time and effort getting the right people in the right places to make sure the mission of Fairhope Hospice goes forth in a great way.
Right. You know, I've been CEO for a little over 2 years, which is hard to believe. And, you know,
time flies, doesn't it?
I know. You know, we gave it a little bit of time, 6-8 months, just to kind of get my feet on the ground or close to the ground. And then we decided that we really needed to make that search for a great vice president. Our vice president, Letha Whitney, gave us a lot of warning that she was ready to retire, and she will be retiring here in January. So we've looked a long time, and we finally have hired, and he's in his fourth week-ish, maybe fifth, started October with us as vice president, and I am so happy to have him on our team. He's a great fit. His name is Seth White.
Hello, Seth.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Good. Pleasure to meet you.
Good to meet you. And you're joining. I don't have to tell you what a great organization you're joining here.
Oh, I fully aware of how lucky I am to join Fairhope and help support the mission of the organization.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Where are you from?
I am from Lancaster, Ohio.
Oh,
born and raised.
Okay. I heard you live in Logan now.
Yes. So
Fantastic.
We moved. I have a wife, Christy, and we have a 5-year-old daughter, Ruby, who turned 6 here in December. But last December, we moved from downtown Columbus to Logan. So,
That's got to be a transition for you.
Yeah, definitely a life change, but it was a purposeful life change and really brought me back home, which we knew within days that we made the right decision, and we felt right back at home with the community of Logan welcoming us.
So as vice president of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, what qualifications or what background did you need to have to make that work?
Yes. So I am a second generation healthcare administration. My father was a licensed nursing home administrator for 40 plus years. So really that was my eye-opening.
I grew up in the environment.
Mm-hmm. So that was really fortunate from my perspective, because I kind of knew what I wanted to do at an early age. And then, so I went to Bloom Carroll.
Okay.
And through Bloom Carroll, I played basketball, and we used to go down to OU Athens during the summer and play team camp. So that was my introduction to Athens. And
so you went to OU?
I went to OU. So
wow.
Whoa.
You know how to pick them, don't
I do.
You,
I've got
Kristen.
That OU streak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it luck happens that OU has a long-term healthcare administration major.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That kind of all aligned for me. And so I got my degree there and shortly thereafter got my license to be a nursing home administrator.
Mm-hmm. And so, and then again, through all your career, you come back, you really, like a lot of people, you come back home.
Yes.
And here you are at Fairhope.
Yes.
So 4 weeks in, how's it going?
Great.
No, wait, be careful. I'm here. So.
Yes.
Tell me about your boss.
You know? Well, I think I told, you know, Kristen obviously is checking in on me daily, but I think at the end of day two, I felt completely comfortable and at home, which is the best sign that I could have had. And it's only gotten better from there on. And everyone's been extremely welcoming. You know, again, I felt right at home so quickly. And
we're going to stop you there. We'll come right back and talk more with Seth and find out about his role with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Let me give your phone number, 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077, fairhopehospice.org. Our special guest today, your new vice president, Seth White.
Yes. That has a nice ring to it.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And let's talk about getting into the job, because you know you interview for something and I don't know that you can truly appreciate the scope and breadth of the operation until you're actually in it. But what have been your initial impression of just the staff and the mission going for, and all the areas that you serve.
Yeah, I through growing up in Lancaster and my career is actually I've done a stint in Lancaster for 3.5 years. So between
you
the
sort
two,
of knew.
I knew. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew what a great organization I was joining. I knew their mission and how they support the community, mm-hmm. and the great staff they have out there doing the great work every day. So like it wasn't a total unknown to me, mm-hmm. but having actually be part of the organization now, it has exceeded that, mm-hmm. you know, exterior view that I had seen the organization through. And I've just seen and witnessed already so mm-hmm. many impactful moments that our staff have had on patients, on mm-hmm. families. And when I'm joining an organization, my first goal is to get to know the people, because that's first and mm-hmm. foremost. And then obviously I describe myself as an operations nerd, mm-hmm. Really with a servant heart, and I feel great leadership quality. So it's just really for me a time to get to know the staff, the mm-hmm. teams, and how I can best support them to do the best work we can in the community.
You mentioned operations. Kristen, what exactly is the role of the vice president in your organization?
So that's a great question. You know, when I first took the job as CEO, and you know my background is obviously being a social worker. Mm-hmm. So when the board came to me and they said, we'd love for you to be, you know, to consider taking this position, mm-hmm. I said, that's great, but I'm a social worker, so my mind rolls one direction. And I said, I'm not a math person. I'm not I don't have these other things. And the board.
You're not a CPA. You're
right?
Not
the numbers.
Right.
So the board president said to me, that's okay. You build the team around you that knows mm-hmm. what they need to know. And when you have that team built around you, that's when things work. You don't have to know everything. Mm-hmm. And I've always carried that with me. And so in my mind, looking for a vice president, I needed someone that could come in and compliment me in a way, have the same, you know, really the same kind of mindset and culture and ethics, but also have the strengths that are my weaknesses mm-hmm. or, you know, the things that I'm not as well-versed in. So mm-hmm. for me, that's exactly what Seth is. And when he says he's an operations nerd, I'm super thankful for that. He loves to look at how things work, processes, analytics, you know, how do you work? How do you make the most out of what you have? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so far it's just been a great match. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think we already make a great team.
That's a great assessment to say you're there to give Kristen the support for the things that she needs that she doesn't have the time or those skill sets to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's a true partnership. Mm-hmm. And I think throughout our interviewing process and getting to know each other on that end, it makes perfect sense for me, and certainly at this point in my career, it's the exact right fit for me.
This is great career advice, by the way, to say, you know, if you're the boss, you don't have to know everything.
Yeah.
And you don't have to make it up as you go. You
no.
find the talent, and again, you're the servant leader, but you've got the great supports that you need to go forward.
You know, and I think too, speaking from a CEO point of view, if there's ever a person that's in charge, a leader, a CEO that thinks that they can run that business, you know, with their hand, you mm-hmm. know, having their hand on everything, I don't feel like that's going to be a successful company, because it takes a lot of people to make things work right. You have mm-hmm. to have that trust in your team. You have to embrace what they tell you. You have to make hard decisions, and ultimately
right.
it's on my shoulders, but you have to have that team around you.
Not to use a sports analogy, but I will. Head coach is not out there playing the game.
No.
Head coach is on the sidelines directing the traffic, but he's got to have the players in the right positions.
Exactly. And you have to get your team up and running. You have to get them ready for the yeah. game. And that's what we do.
We were talking about, you know, Mark, you got to ask him about the good stuff. So Seth, what am I asking? Animals? What kind of animals? Tell me the story here, Kristen.
So Seth lived in downtown Columbus, mm-hmm. and I just would like for him to talk a little bit about how they got the bug to start a farm in Logan. And what exactly did you have?
Oh, wait. I'm seeing a Green Acres vibe going here. Did you raise corn on a terrace or something?
No, not quite corn. But yeah, my wife, we started keeping bees in our backyard,
oh,
and that
okay.
was kind of like the start of, and this is probably 4 years ago, So we had 4 beehives in the back of our downtown little lot, and then next thing you know, chickens came on the on board. So a couple years ago, we got chickens.
Who are these hillbillies in downtown Columbus?
So thankfully, our neighbors were tolerant of them.
You were socially conscious with the bees because you know colony collapse and the honeybee population has suffered. And you're doing your part.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We definitely are trying to do our part. But yeah, our neighbors were tolerant, especially when we gave them fresh eggs and fresh honey. So that was the trade-off there. Ultimately, I think, like I said, we made a big life change, and we've got space to add bigger animals, which we have already.
So are you a gentleman farmer? Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, I think my wife does most of the heavy lifting. but I do. I can't pick up the farm chores when asked. But yeah, we love it because we've added a couple goats.
I see a farmer's market in your future.
Yeah, we are frequent farmer market attenders. Mm-hmm. Athens, Lancaster, yeah. Logan.
There's a nice one in Shawnee. Don't forget the Shawnee Farmers Market.
Oh, yeah.
Good to know. Yeah, we are learning all the things. And haven't been in Logan quite a year yet, mm-hmm. but definitely looking forward to continuing to see all the things we can explore outdoors.
Neat.
We're excited to watch his farm family grow.
That's pretty cool.
The other night he was leaving, and I think something that we talked about too, that, you know, it takes him, 25 minutes, 30 minutes to get home, which is very different than, you know, what you were traveling before. And he said, and his wife said yesterday, he gets to be home for dinner. And I said, so what are you doing tonight? This was a few nights ago. He said, I'm going to go home, put a gate up. And I thought, oh, he's right at home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So, in your role, do you come to Lancaster every day to the Pickering house, or are you able to work out of the Logan office?
Yeah.
What's your schedule like?
Yeah. So Kristen said it's been about a month since I started, and I think I wanted to get my bearings in Lancaster first, but I think here in the next week, I'm going to pop over to the Logan office, which is a 7-minute commute, which you really can't beat that.
No, and you've got Froyo right beside you, too.
And you got Froyo. Yeah, you got downtown right there, right. And all the great things happening in downtown Logan. But so I'm excited to get settled in Logan, and then between the two of them, wherever I'm needed, that's where I'll be.
Well, you've already learned this, and you know that Fairhope is wherever someone calls mm-hmm. home.
Yep.
So, you know, for the road warriors on your team that are out, you know, in the communities, in those individual homes, Fairhope is literally everywhere.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I love that.
All right. Well, thank you. We're out of time.
But
Seth White, welcome. And it sounds like you're already making an impact in our community.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Right, Kristen, any other final thoughts?
No, it's great to hear you say the word vice president, and
yeah,
glad to have him here with us
today.
So
does this complete your team? Are you now everybody in the right place?
I think we might be complete, adding Jenny and Seth. I think
we met
ready.
Jenny Arter a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, and Seth, and now you've got, it sounds like all the team is ready to hit the field and
it
do
their thing.
It feels good.
I am sleeping well at night.
Well, get the holidays, so stay stress-free, okay?
I'm going to try.
All right. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mark.